The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come among you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through arid regions searching for rest. But finding none, it says, 'I shall return to the home from which I came.' But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes back and brings seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord. Students, a number of years ago, probably almost 20 years ago, a few of my aunts, my dad's sisters, they did something that was really not very smart, and they learned a great lesson through it to never do it again. They had moved into a new house. They were probably all teenagers at the time, in high school, maybe their first couple of years of college. They moved into a new house with my grandparents. And they found out shortly after they had arrived there that a woman had died in the house before they had moved in. And they found out that she had passed away in one of the upstairs bedrooms. And so they thought, gosh, maybe we could communicate with this woman. So they went out and they got a Ouija board. And they started playing with the Ouija board in the upstairs bedroom. And they said, I don't even remember what the woman's name was, but they said, "Will you talk to us?" And they started asking questions, and they started getting answers to questions on the board. And they thought, gosh, this is pretty neat, you know, this is awesome. And well, pretty soon, really strange, scary things started happening in the house. They would be down, and they would hear footsteps in the upstairs bedroom, even though no one was there. And they would hear voices, people talking in that room. And sometimes they would come in and their clothing would be moved. Or certain articles had been put in, that they put in one place were now in another. Or the lights would come on and off, or the doors would open and shut. And they thought, gosh, this is a little weird. Let's play again and let's ask this spirit, this woman, if she loves God. So they open up the board, they start playing again, they contact this spirit and they said, "Do you love God?" And immediately goes, "No. I hate him," and it started spelling out swear words. And my oldest aunt among them, she goes, "Oh my gosh, let's not do this anymore." And she takes the board and she closes it. Then immediately when she closed the board, the radio comes on full blast. And they were terrified. And they go down, they tell my grandfather, they said, "Dad, you know, this is what we've been doing." So he contacts a Catholic priest to come bless the house. When our Lord Jesus Christ was on the cross, the evil one thought that he had won. He thought, "Oh my gosh, he's going to die and I will be victorious." And what happened? Our Lord Jesus Christ came back from the dead. Right? The evil one did not know he could not be conquered. Our Lord Jesus Christ, through his death and resurrection, he conquered all evil and all sin. And he is infinitely more powerful than any evil in the world. And what did Jesus do? He gave that power to the church for all time until the end of the world, and in a particular way through priests. And so my grandfather contacted the priest and said, "Father, would you please come and bless our house?" Priest came over. He told him everything that had happened. He went around the house sprinkling holy water, saying special prayers, and there was never more an occurrence of any sort of strange activity. One of the reasons I share that today is there's a new movie that is coming out in the next couple of weeks, and guess what it's called? Ouija. It's named after the Ouija board, and it tells a similar story, and many, many people are going to go see this movie and probably go out and buy the game and play with it, and it is a great, great evil. The Ouija board, tarot cards, psychics, palm reading, all of that stuff is not of God. And so it's so important not only to not go see that movie, but if you know people who are thinking of seeing it, encourage them not to. So long as we stay close to our Lord Jesus Christ, no evil can ever harm us. We give thanks to Him today for the gift of His death and resurrection.